Governor Gary Herbert says his office is already preparing to hold a special election to fill the U.S. House seat in the 3rd Congressional District. Representative Jason Chaffetz announced Thursday that he will leave office next month. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
Governor Herbert says he thinks a primary and general election could be conducted fairly quickly to fill the 3rd Congressional District seat, leaving it empty for just 2 to 4 months.
I understand the importance of getting it done quickly as opposed to taking too much time, but I also believe that we want to get it right, which Trump's doing it quick.
Speaking to reporters at his monthly KUED news conference, Herbert said it was only the second time in state history a vacancy had occurred. Current state statute requires that the governor call a special election when there's a vacancy, but the law does not include a plan for conducting one. Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes and other state lawmakers have urged the governor to call a special session in order to give them more input on the timeline and process for narrowing down candidates. But Herbert said a special session is unnecessary because the state constitution gives the executive branch the authority and latitude to make the rules.
We don't even have consensus with the legislators on what they want to, in fact, pass in a special session. We have special sessions for usually when we have unanimity on what we want to have passed. And this ought not to be a free-for-all, and we say, well, let's throw it open, and we don't know what's going to come out of it. That's not what special sessions are for.
Herbert said his responsibility is to ensure that any election conforms to the state constitution and statutes and keeps the voters of the 3rd District enfranchised. Congressman Chaffetz notified Governor Herbert that his final day in office will be June 30th. Terry Gilday, KUER News.